Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Biden White House is telling the new Israeli government how to control the Temple Mount. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It's reversal of what has been the policy under the Netanyahu government over the past few years to pretty much allow Jews up on the Temple Mount. This was a real setback. The Knesset member wanted to go up. He has every legal right to do so, he said, and the police stopped it. Well, this comes amid reports that the Biden administration is putting strong pressure on Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid, the two new leaders of the new government, to calm the situation in Jerusalem, to do nothing to light up the situation, is one quote. And the Palestinians, Hamas, we just talked about, they, of course, seized on this and said, no Jews up there at all anymore. We are going to defend Al-Aqsa. They continue to talk like that every day. So that is the issue that the Palestinians and Muslims everywhere really use against Israel more than any. That is the most sensitive site on earth, real estate-wise. And indeed, the situation there is also very, very roiling.
However, I did notice that Israel did approve the flag march to celebrate Jerusalem Day and let the leaders of the flag march go into the old city.
They did, Jimmy. That's supposed to take place now on Tuesday. It was postponed from earlier, but they have changed the route, the police have. They won't let them enter through Damascus Gate. They instead will go through Jaffa Gate near the Jewish quarter, the Armenian quarter, really, and then march to the wall of the old city. But there is speculation now, Jimmy, that this may again be postponed because tensions are so high right now in the whole area that this is seen as possibly a spark. And certainly the White House is asking that it be canceled entirely. So we'll just have to see if it actually takes place.
David Dolan explaining how the Biden White House is controlling the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In the first days of the new Israeli government, the Biden White House is dictating that Israel stop all controversy surrounding the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. This dictate from the Biden White House is in contradiction of the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah, who foretold of Jerusalem being the center of controversy. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. Remember, the Temple Mount is given to the Jews forever. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 10. The White House has no say as to how the Temple Mount will be operated. It's God's plan for the Temple Mount, which is absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...